Sweden has long been a haven for those fleeing war and persecution, but the country's easy acceptance of refugees is being tested after 160,000 asylum seekers arrived in the country last year. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, that has some Swedes rethinking their attitudes towards immigration.
An old country inn in the southern Swedish town of Karlshamn is now housing refugee families. Children play in the lobby while a few adults watch news on a large screen TV. Magnus Arvidsson is coordinating more than 100 volunteers from the local community who want to help the refugees. But he says their arrival also brought out ugly sentiments on social media.
Oh my God, there is a lot of refugees coming to our village, and we have to lock our bikes and hide our stuff. We can't let our children out.
A nationalist, anti-immigrant party, the Sweden Democrats, is steadily gaining support. The party was long seen as marginal, but today it holds 14% of seats in the national legislature. Kent Ekerot is a member of parliament for the Sweden Democrats. He says Sweden's political elites have pushed immigration onto the Swedish people.
They've been in cahoots for decades, trying to increase immigration, trying to argue for immigration, trying to diminish the negative effects of immigration, and always painted in a nice rosy glow. All of them, the Social Democrats, the Moderates, the Christian Democrats, the Green Party, you name it.
All those parties are refusing to work with the Sweden Democrats, but Ekerot says some conservative parties are starting to change their attitude toward immigration. Ekerot claims his party actually has a lot more support than polls show because Swedes are reluctant to publicly admit their support for the Sweden Democrats. There's a phenomenon in Swedish culture called åsiktskorridor, which people describe as a system of self-censorship that defines what is and is not acceptable to say. Joachim Palme is a professor at Uppsala University.
I think there's a fear of appearing intolerant in Sweden, and I think that's part of the political culture, whether it's for good or for bad.
Students Anna Svensson and Suri Lundgren say they and their friends welcome the refugees and are glad that Sweden is able to help them. But they admit it is difficult for people who don't agree with them to speak out.
We don't really like to get into arguments and stuff. And I think people are afraid of being seen as racists.
Especially now, since like the Swedish Democrats, they are gaining more and more votes. And, well, they're seen as racists. And now it's very, very scary to be associated with them.
Ivar Arpi, editorialist with newspaper Svenska Dagbladet, says he's never seen Sweden so polarized. Arpi says Swedes are worried their leaders don't have a plan to deal with the effects of mass immigration.
The ground is shaking, I would say. What's happening now is that we are challenged in the core of our identity. There is two Swedens right now. There's the human rights, open borders, internationalist Sweden. And then there's the more constrained version of Sweden, like welfare state for citizens first and foremost, and our resources are limited.
Arpi says after this experience with mass immigration, Swedish culture will change and the country will not be so welcoming in the future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Karlshamn, Sweden.